the Driven Woman's Guide to Love, Life, and Business. Hosted by the entrepreneur and music industry veteran, Gabby Ortega. Her network gathers an array of women from various industries who exemplify strength and tenacity. Every conversation will inspire the boss in you. Welcome to Girls Gone Boss.
Welcome to another episode of Girls Gone Boss, Season 6. If you haven't subscribed, please do so. Follow us, leave us a comment, share. The more you share, the better guests we get, the better visibility, and the more empowerment we have all over the place for women everywhere. So today, I have a woman that I absolutely adore, admire. I had the pleasure of working with her in the music business. And she's also a veteran in this. She's 20 years in. She is newly appointed member services director at the Latin Recording Academy, which is amazing. In her role, she has an expertise to provide utmost service to new and existing members, actively retaining and growing a diverse membership body while strategically implementing campaigns, motivating active and ongoing participation. Pero mija, tienes un tremendo trabajo.
Welcome to
the podcast.
Thank you, Gabby. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm happy to have
you. So congrats on this season 6.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you for going to the event.
That's a lot. Of course I had to go to the event. We got to support
each
other.
You're such a girl's girl. That's why I love you.
You have to. You have to.
You are.
You have to. You know what? It's the little details that make a big difference. You have to be there for people.
You're very good
you
at
have
that.
To. You have to, because I think that's what makes a difference. That's what makes a difference in someone.
Of course. And I love that about you. That's why I feel like you have maintained so many great relationships with different people in the industry, because you're a good friend and you're a great professional.
Yeah, I think you also have to be grateful of the people that come along in your life.
Exactly.
And understand why they came along in your life at whatever point it is.
Does that come like when we get into our 40s? I always like to talk about that because I feel like a different human. Once I turned 40, I'm a different human.
Well, I mean, I think we're always a different human, because I think every day we change. And no, you know what? I have friends that when I started in the industry almost 30 years ago, they're still my best friends.
I know.
So no, I mean, I think that you just start building your little group of people that they grow with you.
And everyone looks out for each other.
Yeah.
I love that.
You know, you get happy when you see somebody at an event and they're doing something else, or when they get promoted, or when they get featured.
Mm-hmm. But tell us about your start. I don't think I really know. I know that you've been in touring. You've done other things outside of where you're at now. Obviously, you were at the label. But where did you start?
I started in a record label that doesn't exist anymore, that is called Polygram. And I started when I was 19. Mm-hmm. Polygram was bought out by Universal, so I was with Polygram for a while. Then I went and I traveled with an artist as a road manager, which was great because I was in my 20s. I was traveling first class, sipping mimosas. It was beautiful being all over. And then after that, I worked in Sony many years as directing all the media for the pop genre. And while I was at Sony, I had my son, and it was just too much work. So I left and I worked independent. I retook my career when my son was already 6 and my daughter was already 4. And I worked with a concert promoter, which was great because the concert world was completely different from the record labels. After that, I worked for Clear Channel for a year. Mm. So radio was interesting. It wasn't as fun, so I didn't like it too much. I was also at Telefutura, which was the sister TV network for Univision for a year, booking talent for one of the shows. Then I went to management 8.5 years. Management was amazing because you get to see everything from like beginning to end with an artist. It's very consuming. I also traveled a lot, but it was very rewarding. Then I went to Warner, which is where I met you.
Yes.
That was great. Then we got COVID. It was complete madness.
Madness.
And we worked.
We worked more than we had
I've
ever
never
worked,
worked
before.
So much
Me
in my
neither.
Life.
I had all the artists doing never. Like, I don't know how many Zoom performances. They were over them.
I had never worked so much in my life.
I know. But and then, thank God that we were thriving during such a tough time.
Yes. It was great because I think it also opened up everybody's ideas a lot more. And I think it also made us more flexible, that you don't physically need to have the artist there. that Zoom is a beautiful thing, that you can do stuff on a camera, that you can use your cell phone for other things. So it was great, but we worked a lot.
And we did. And when you went to Warner, you were in publicity. So
yes.
You tapped into publicity when you first worked at the other label?
Yes. When I started working at labels, I was always into publicity. So publicity and marketing, which, you know, they go hand in hand. So my background is publicity, you know, public relations and marketing. But, you know, that entails a lot of stuff. I mean, because even when you do PR, you got to make sure that the artist doesn't have the bottle facing with the brand. So, you know, you always have to be creative and, you know, think of marketing plans, how you're going to make them stand out. And then after Warner, then I went to the Latin Recording Academy, which is where I'm at now.
I love it. And you've seen the evolution of music from back in the day to now. How do you, like, what do you feel about the state of music now? It's so different.
It's very different. I love that music always has that beauty that is evolving. I mean, I don't know what we're going to be listening to next year.
Right.
There's artists that might be huge now that next year nobody will even remember them, or vice versa. Mm-hmm. I think it's great. I think it's great that so many artists have so many opportunities now. I also think it's more challenging. And I think that the artist has to work a lot more. Mm-hmm. Before, the world was more like focused on like the main A-listers. Now, everybody has the same chance.
Right. Because, I think because of streaming.
Because of streaming, you know, social media. Somebody from Japan can start following an artist that's in Peru. Otherwise, it would have never had the exposure before. So I think it's great because there is more visibility. You know, it's like more of like an open window for everybody now. But that also means that they have to work a lot more.
A lot more because it's so saturated. There's music coming out every 2 seconds, it feels like.
Yes.
Right. And I feel that also the state of music right now, because of streaming, I think that's why we had the big boom with Latin music. Because now we're pretty popular.
We are very popular. We are popular.
Yes. Everyone wants to answer our calls
but
now.
But I also think it's a work that has been, you know, that we have been pitching in for many, many years. You know, like Julio Iglesias was a crossover artist. Gloria Estefan was a crossover artist, even way before Ricky Martin got a hit with La Vida Loca, or even way before Shakira. All these Spanish artists were already opening the door for so many others.
Absolutely. And then, you know, I feel like streaming made it like accessible to everyone.
Yeah.
For everyone in the world to consume the music.
Yeah, it unified everything, right? And there's a seamless connection. So there's no reason why you can't listen to music that's playing in France.
Right, right.
So I think that's beautiful. So, you know, the evolution of music is, it's beautiful to see how at the end of the day, all the dots start connecting because everybody starts connecting one way or another.
I love it. I love it for us because we have seen it. I literally seen it since like nobody would pick up the phone to like now everyone is wanting to collaborate with us. So I love it. I love to see that, you know, we've broken a lot of barriers, even like us as professionals, we've grown so much in the industry, just like being in it and having to like fight our way through it and finding angles to get our artists in something because they weren't answering the phone, you know, especially for publicists. I love what you reposted from Rondiné.
Yes.
That was very powerful.
You know, her words were beautiful. First of all, she's an amazing human being.
I love her.
And she's an incredible professional. I was very happy when they granted her.
I told her the same thing when I saw her. You deserve that.
She did. Mm-hmm. She does. Mm-hmm. She does. And, you know, it is very hard. It's very hard to get somebody to open the door and give you those 2 minutes in the air for an artist that nobody knows. But you have, you know, when you're convinced that that product is good, you fight it. So, being a publicist requires a lot of passion.
Grit. And like a lot of thick skin because you're going to get more no's than yes. But you're a Latina woman and you're so powerful. And we're like born this way.
Yeah. We don't take no for an answer.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we know how to go around it. But definitely passion. I think, you know, publicists have to have a great sense of passion because it's a very, it's a very
cutthroat.
Yeah, very cutthroat.
And saturated and, you know. And also, you know, sometimes it's difficult with different artists. But speaking of artists, which artists have you loved working with?
Oh, my God. I think I've loved working with all of them.
Yeah.
Because I think you learn from all of them. Like, Pepe Aguilar and his family are amazing.
Great.
You know, they're so... He's such a gentleman. Pepe doesn't let you walk in the red carpet, unless you're in front of him, like he opens the door for you.
Where are these gentlemen nowadays?
I don't know. They're there somewhere. Miguel Bosé is amazing. I worked with Shakira when she released her albums in Sony. I also worked Living La Vida Loca with Ricky Martin, which was amazing. I worked Tommy Torres' first album, which was great. Los Angeles Azules, the album that was recorded in Argentina, I was part of that. So that was
great. They're amazing. They're still a touring artist. They still make a lot of money doing that.
But
good
you know
them.
That. But they've been working so many years to get to where they are. So it's also, you know, it's beautiful to see established artists, but it's also beautiful to see how they grow.
Exactly.
Hash is, you know, I love the girls from Hash.
They're so amazing.
To see, you know, that they're so talented. Plus, I think when you get to see an artist live, it changes your perspective.
What do you mean their life?
You know, when you see them performing
live. Yeah, I love it. Of course, that changes everything. It's like you feel that energy.
But I've worked with amazing artists. I mean,
wow, you've been in the beginning with a lot of artists.
With a lot, yeah.
Girl, I didn't know that. Because you know what it is about you that I love is that you're very humble. You're very like, you don't like, you know, no frontejas. So, like,
know,
you're not
no,
like,
no.
You're
que
not
vergüenza,
about
no.
like, right, que vergüenza. But I love it because now you get honored with, talk to us about that. You know, you got honored as part of the LAMC.
Yes.
You deserve that.
I'm so honored. I mean, I was so surprised.
Really? You didn't expect it?
No, I had no idea. First of all, I have no idea how they nominate women for this or how do they pick them. I have no
idea. Me neither. But I love that I saw you in that.
I don't know, but I don't know how they do it. But you know what I like the most? I love the fact that women are being recognized because regardless of all the windows and, you know, and all the opportunities that have opened for us, we're still... There's still a difference.
There is.
You know, when we make the head count, there's still less women. Mm-hmm. And I think it's great because, you know what, little things like that lift women to lift other women.
Yes. And I know you're that girl.
You know, and I think that's amazing. And, you know, there's a few of them there, maybe like two or three that I don't know who they are, that I want to know who they are. And, for example, Carrie Ann Diaz is there.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She's such a hard worker.
She's
like
been
amazing
around for a long
to be
time,
there.
Too.
Like, you look at the pictures, you're like, yeah.
Because you've seen the hustle for years. And that's what I'm saying. You deserve the flowers. Because you're one of, like, I didn't know you worked with Ricky and all these people, Shakira. And look at you, like, silent soldier, you know what I mean? But that silent soldier needs to get his medals or her medals.
Yeah,
you know?
I was very honored. And to me, the most gratifying part about that is I have a daughter. So I like to show Valentina that, you know
she's
what?
Sweet.
Yes, you can do it. And yes, even if there's a challenge, even if it's complicated, even if it's a long day, you can do it. You know, you cannot let nobody tell you you cannot do it. You can always do it. And if you don't know how to, you figure it out and you walk.
You said you Google.
Oh. Or you Google, you figure it out.
Was it you in the panel that I
yes.
thought? Yeah, you're like, you gotta Google it. It's so true. We didn't have Google back in the day. We still figured it out.
We didn't have Google back in the day.
No, so. I don't even know how I did it. Like,
I think that you have to relax, not panic, figure it out, and then you keep on walking. And then you panic after you took care of it.
But there is a difference in like a woman leader. And what do you think? I mean, I know that's not... Like, what do you think the beauty of us as leaders come in? I feel like we have, you know, from my perspective, is like, there's a sort of like nurturing. Obviously, we're nurturing. We're passionate. We're like, we have grit and we have like this passion for things. But what is the difference between like a leader, a woman leader, and then like a man? Like, what is it that we bring to the table that is like, which I think we all have that. And I think it's so valuable.
I think men leaders are great too. I've had amazing bosses and my current boss is amazing too. I just think that women, we have a certain sensitivity. Mm-hmm. We're perhaps a little bit more detail oriented. You know, those little things that make us a woman, right?
Right, but I feel like this industry is like we both have a duality too. Like we can be the nurturer and passionate and sweet and all these things, but then we also have to be that savage and that direct.
And get it done.
And we have to get it done and we have to be the doer and we also have to like, you know, kind of like stand up for ourselves, get heard, you know.
And then keep walking.
But it's like, I feel like we always have to like go in and out of that duality.
Yeah, but I think that that's the magic that women have.
Right. And that's where I think we are so valuable, in that versatility, right? Of going back definitely. And forth. Of like, you know, because I also feel like good leaders can also see people as humans. Like, hey, how's your day? You know what, how are you doing?
When I think of a good leader, for me, for example, Luana Pagani.
She's amazing.
Luana's an amazing leader. Why? Because she's not a selfish woman. She's not afraid to tell you, you can do it, Gabby, go do it. So I think a leader cannot be selfish.
Amen.
A leader has to be able to teach and to let others
shine.
Learn.
And then let others shine too. And bring opportunities or see like maybe something that the person doesn't see in themselves and you want to sharpen that skill. Like, look, you're good at this. Like, keep doing it. I think that positive feedback too is important to
tell. I think you always have to give people positive feedback. And it's nice to hear it, right? Because sometimes we're our worst critics. And it's nice when somebody takes the time and tells you, hey, you're doing it great. Or even when you're not doing it great, you know what? You're not doing it so good, but you know what? Let's figure it out how we do it better.
Right. No, and I hear from like people that work with you, they love you.
Oh, I love the people that I work with too.
Yeah. Shout out to Sasha. Okay, tell us about where you're working, Latin Grammys, your role, everything.
Okay, so I've been for the last two years at the Latin Grammys. It's been an amazing role. I'm director of membership, and the Latin Grammys is a membership-based organization.
I'm a member.
I know you are.
Shout out to the Recording Academy.
So the membership department, what we're looking for is to keep it balanced. Balance includes that we have a balance in ages, in musical genre, in genres, and in geographical areas. Because the Latin Recording Academy, the members are in 43 countries. Mm-hmm. Latin America, Spain, United States. So that's my role, to make sure that the membership department is balanced. Right. That we have members from all different types.
And all different sectors in the music.
And all different sectors in the music, yeah.
So like artists, producers, executives.
Composers, arrangers, video directors, performers. But we want to make sure that there's a balance, because at the end of the day, the voting members, when November comes around and the Grammys are awarded, those Grammys need to be a result of the voting membership.
Wow.
That's why it needs to be balanced.
It needs to be diverse.
It needs to be diverse and well-balanced, yes.
And how do you guys approach that? Like, you just look at your roster, see what maybe is not too balanced, and then you
know, in order for you to be a member, you need to, a member of the Latin Recording Academy, you need to complete an application. And we have certain databases where we keep our records that tells us specifically where our membership is.
Got it. So if someone is not a member, they can and they didn't renew or something, you go after them again.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, we want them to renew, because I think, you know, that all of us that work in the music business, whatever scope of work it is that you do, everybody's essential. And I think that we have a responsibility, because if we don't nurture and we don't take care of what is going on right now musically.
Sorry. Es que pasa un tren aquí. And so last time it was in my episode, but I'm like, I cannot have the train again. Pero ya, es rápido.
¿Y cuando están grabando, cómo hacen?
¿Por el tren?
En el estudio. ¿Con el tren?
It's soundproof, I guess. Yeah.
Ahí va el tren. Ahí lo veo, el tri-rail. Yeah.
Okay. What were you saying? Okay. I think...
Memberships.
No, I was telling you that I've always thought that all of us that work in the music industry, regardless of our scope of work, whether you're the assistant, the community manager, the artist, the producer, the engineer, the executive, we have a responsibility, because at the end of the day, what are we going to leave behind, you know, as the music legacy? Mm-hmm. So we need to take care of it, and we all need to be aware. Like, what are my kids going to listen to if I don't take care of the music that's going
on
now?
Right. We have a lot of power as members.
Yeah, we have a lot of responsibility. Uh-huh. And at the end of the day, music is an expression of society. So what we're hearing now is a result of
what's happening in the
world. It's an expression.
So how would you encourage artists that maybe are watching or listening, like, hey, become a member, like, you know, maybe give them steps of what they should do?
Well, I mean, if they want to become a member, what they need to do first is visit the LatinGrammy.com page. Mm-hmm. Go under the tab of membership. It's in Spanish, in English, and in Portuguese. So there's no excuses.
No excuse.
And they need to complete the application. Mm-hmm. There's also an email address for the membership department. which is Lattice Membership at Grammy.com. All we need them to do is to complete the application. We review each application individually. So sometimes it can take a little bit of, you know, of time before we get back to them. There's no automated pre-approval. There's no system.
It's literally your team looking at
it. Yes. Wow. It's literally our team of four that we look at each individual application.
Wow.
But, you know, it's a way to get involved in the community, to get involved with your peers. And at the end of the day, you win a Grammy not because you're popular or because your streams or because your views. You win a Grammy because your peers that are voting members, that are music creators, voted for you. So if you're making music, you should be part of the Latin Recording Academy. That's the only way that we contribute towards the evolution of music.
I love it. I believe you. Yeah. And I agree. I'm happy to be a member. I'm a very happy member. And let's talk about the Latin Grammys. I mean, it's the biggest night of music for us. How, you know, I know it was in Spain. And how was that Spain experience?
Oh, it was amazing. You know, the city of Sevilla was a great host.
It looked beautiful.
The place is beautiful. If anybody hasn't gone, they need to get on a plane and visit Sevilla. It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. You know, there were a few challenges like capacity and stuff like that, but it was great. I think it also showed that the Grammys, that the Latin Grammys can travel outside of the U.S.
And a lot of people went.
A lot. Everybody went. Yeah,
I know, except me. I didn't go.
You didn't go, Gabby? No. Oh, my God, no.
But I was very much there through all of your stories.
It was very, very beautiful.
I know, it looked gorgeous.
Music is not just one place. Music is the world.
I know.
So it was beautiful to be able to
bring that. And it's good to mix
that.
It up.
Yes.
I'm excited to see where it's coming next. I know you can't say anything.
No, we can say, but stay tuned. Soon they will announce dates and location.
Perfect. Okay, and I love that you're a girl's girl. Why is it important for you to bring up those girls behind you or like empower those women? I love that you said about Luana that she was not selfish.
At all, yeah.
But I think that comes from confidence, don't you think? Like when you're confident in yourself.
Definitely.
You're like, I'm good. Like I'll help. I'm not going to gatekeep what I know. Why do you think that's important?
Because I don't think that you don't need to know it all. You don't need to do it all. You don't need to be the center of attention always. There's a time and a place for everybody. And, you know, if you're leading a team, you don't need to be the only, you're leading the team. There's a reason why there's a team. There's other people that are in your team that are taking you to where you need to go. It's not a one-man band.
Never.
You know, it's a village. And I think that it's important to support women. You know, especially because, you know, women go through so many insecurities, through so many challenges. And it's beautiful. My personal experience is that I've gotten a lot of opportunities from women. I've had amazing women bosses. You know, Annie Gonzalez was another boss that I had that was a female. She was amazing. She's a publicist also. She also worked at Sony.
Yes, of course I know her.
And it was
She's
amazing.
So sweet.
You know, and it's beautiful to see women collaborate.
Yes.
It's beautiful to see women collaborate with men too.
Yeah.
You know, because men are...
My mentors were men. But I also have a key women that have mentioned my name in rooms or like, you know, helped me get to an opportunity. So, you know, of course we have a tribe, but leadership, I think is so important to be that girl that's like confident and empowers others. Like, I don't think it takes away from anything.
Yeah. And I think that we all have something that we give that's unique that nobody else can give.
Nobody. There's only one Isa Paz.
And there's only one Gaby Ortega. And you know, and yes, even though you can try to replicate certain things from someone, but there's so much that we can each give as an individual that
nobody's gonna do it like you.
Nobody's gonna do it like you.
No.
They'll do it better, they won't do it as good, but nobody's gonna
Pero
do it
like you. Pero la esencia que la esencia, you sí. bring. Yeah. It's one of a
so,
kind.
You know, there's no need to be selfish. No. There's a room for everybody.
And I love that there's a room like for you to shine, like you'll shine. Like don't chase for it so much.
Yeah, it will happen.
That it becomes a thing for you.
Yeah.
Because then that's a borderline narcissism.
No, and I think you also have to respect that when you're working, you're working. It's your job. I mean, we have a beautiful opportunity that we work in entertainment.
Beautiful.
So it sounds very glamorous, but at the end of the day, it's our job.
It's our job.
We just don't work at the bank teller. We work here.
Right. And it's not as glamorous as everyone thinks.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of, you know.
You saw a post that I put yesterday. Where's my Oscar for pretending that everything is fine?
Yeah. I love it. I love your repost. You be like touching my feelings. Because it's so true. I don't know how you... I honestly don't know how you do it. You're a mom. You're a wife. You're a daughter, an amazing daughter, a present daughter. How do you do it all? I mean, I know that that's probably one of the challenging parts of being in the industry, right?
I think you have to try to be as organized as you can, but not so organized that it almost sounds like you're in the military. And I think you have to let things flow.
You're very chill.
You know what? Like, I don't know, when I was coming over here...
Nunca te he visto como que go crazy over something or like...
It's like, you know what? I want to go crazy after it happened. Because if I go crazy while it's happening, then I'm not going to solve it. And that's just going to create another situation for me.
Right.
So I don't panic in the moment. I don't.
That is very virtuous.
I don't want to panic because then I can't solve it. Let me fix it. Let me pretend that everything is fine. And then... I'll panic.
And then you cry. I'm like crying while I'm trying to figure it out. That's me.
Okay. No. I'll do the crying later. I'll probably just say, oh my God, I can't believe that I went through this. But I think, you know, things will rearrange themselves as they need to. Mm-hmm. And you have, you know, sometimes I think we also put too much pressure on ourselves.
Oh, so much. Kind of like, but why? Pero por
I don't know
qué?
Why. Like, you know, you're going to wear what you're going to wear.
Look how you're going to look. We're like, oh, I was just saying like, oh my God, I have to lose like 1,000 pounds. And everyone's like, why?
Why?
We're the only ones that see ourselves, right? Why are we so tough on each other? We should. But, you know, sometimes because of therapy, she has told me like, you have to talk to yourself nicely. Like, you're with yourself every day. Why would the conversation be negative? You know, how would you talk to your best friend? So I have to be self-aware of those things. And I have to be like, no, girl, like, you're fine. You're good.
Yeah, you have to. I think that you have to just focus on yourself and, you know, challenges like time. You do everything that you can do when you can do it. If you can't do it, then you'll get to it tomorrow. You have to kind of learn to prioritize too. Not everything is as important.
Right.
It's not. You know, even when you have kids and a husband and a house and a dog and a dad and work and you have to travel, you know, figure it out. I don't know if the jeans that you want to wear are dirty, then wear them dirty and then wash them tomorrow.
Not a big deal.
It's not the end of the world. You know, most of the times we think that people notice things. They probably don't even notice that you already wore that dress to an event. Oh my God, wear it.
Right.
Wear it.
Times are tough, you know, like you got to reuse your wardrobe.
And I'm sure nobody remembers what
nobody,
you wore.
Nobody
remembers.
You know why?
You
because everyone's just so self-absorbed. They're just like in their shit. Like, I don't remember what they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, just take things as they come. You know, one thing at a time, everything will rearrange itself where it needs to be, when it needs to be.
And is that how you balance then, like having career, family, everything? You just kind of like take it easy.
Yeah. You know what? I don't really plan anything.
No. Nothing. Not even your weekend. Like, okay, this weekend.
No, I plan very little. I probably will plan my Christmas vacation just because we end up going somewhere far. But I don't like to do much planning. Because I think things start falling where they need to fall.
Are you the type when you go on vacation that you just kind of go with the flow or you have an itinerary?
You know what? Before, we used to travel a lot with an itinerary. But you know what I feel? That when you do that, you're too pressured to see too many things.
Yeah, I don't like
that. Now I don't want to do it like that. Like in December, we went to Utah. Of course, I looked at where it was that we were going, what were the restaurants, what was there to do, etc. But I don't need to go to the 20 restaurants. Maybe I'll just go to one and I'm just happy. Like I don't want to have that pressure.
I don't like that pressure either.
I don't like it.
I'm the type like I'll wake up when I wake up. Like I don't need to be like 8 a.m. everyone ready in the car. That would not be my family.
Yeah, no, I don't want that pressure because I think you lose a lot of being present at the moment because you're being too rushed.
I think that's been like a very a theme when conversations that I've had is about being present. But it's hard, right? Nowadays it's so hard.
It's hard, but I think you have to make an effort to try to get rid of that clutter because if you're not present, then you missed this moment where we are right now.
Yeah.
And then it happened and, oh my God, you know. I should have been there. You were there, but you were not there. Mm-hmm. And you can't go back to it.
At all. Let's go into what are some of the most important lessons that you learned in your journey? I feel like you've had a really well-rounded career. You have a beautiful family. Your kids are thriving. I met your daughter. She's so cute. And you're like really self-real, like, like hecha y derecha, yeah. At tu edad, everything, you're just happy, you look great, you're living your best life.
I think that you always have to try to do whatever makes you happy. And you know what? Maybe what I'm doing is not the ideal for most people, but if that's what makes me happy, that's what you got to do. And you have to be conscious of what you're doing. Because even if you agree or not agree with what I'm doing, if I'm conscious of what I'm doing, this is what I want to do.
But you mean like in anything?
In anything.
Yeah.
You have to be conscious of what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm having those conversations with myself about building like a family, like having a baby or stuff. And I'm like, should I do it? Should I not? But then I think like of what people would say or like my mom. And then I'm like, but that's not like, they're not living my life.
No, you know what? If you want to have 30 kids, have them. If you don't want to have any,
I would be blessed to get 15 out of those 30.
But at the end of the day, I think you have to do things because you want to do them.
Exactly.
Not
because you got to wake up to your thoughts and yourself.
Not because you're being a rebel and you're going to say, I'm going to do whatever I want. No, but you got to do whatever you want to do that makes you happy.
Yes.
Even if nobody else agrees with it.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
I mean, that to me, perhaps is like the biggest lesson. I don't want any regrets.
Exactly.
I don't want to regret. I don't regret anything. I don't. I have no regrets. Not even for the things that I've done that perhaps
were the
are
wrong
not
things.
Good.
Right.
They were good for me because right. I was conscious of what I was doing and I knew that that's what I wanted to do.
And I feel like in the wrongdoings or like whatever we do that we regret is where the lessons are, right?
Yeah. Even if there was no lesson, that's exactly what I wanted to do. Whether it was, I don't know, eating a burger. You know what? That's not what I had to do because my cholesterol was high, but that's what I wanted to do.
No regrets.
So I have no regret. No, I have no regrets.
That's why your goals, no. Isa. You're so chill. You're so cool. And you're so like, go with the flow.
I don't overthink either.
No, you
I don't. No.
And you're not hard on yourself.
No. You know what? I think that there was a time when, yes, you're very hard on yourself and you're like into 1,000 diets and you want to look a certain way and you want, I know.
¿Verdad? Because,
disfrutar.
You know, I think at our age, we also like, I feel like we learn to love ourselves the way we are. Like, this is who we are. And like, I think now in my age, I start to see my soul more than just like what I look like. And I think my soul is beautiful.
I don't want to be that hard on myself.
Yeah. No. And I think I'm like such a good person. I'm like, fuck, I want to give myself props for that.
You know, and I think that also as you go through life, you see people perhaps that are younger than you. And you're like, oh my God, pobrecita, she's this age. And like, se está ahogando en un vaso de agua. You know, it's like.
You're like, girl, it's not that serious. Wait till you get to your 40s.
I don't want that pressure, no.
I like that. This is what I'm going to take away from this conversation is that I'm just going to go with the flow.
Yes, go with the flow.
Yeah.
Everything is going to fall where it needs to fall, when it needs to fall.
Ida.
And if it didn't, you will learn one day, okay, I know that this is why it didn't happen. Or this didn't happen because this was going to happen, that's better.
Right. It's all part of the process.
And you know what? And I also think that as Latinas, we've been brought up that we have to follow a certain model. You have to get married young. You have to have kids. You have this. It's like a little cookie cutter.
Yo hice todo lo opuesto.
Well, I got married and I was 7 months pregnant. So I didn't start the cookie cutting
you
model
started
either.
Backwards. According to our parents. Right.
But, you know, but I think you have to do what makes you feel good. You know, what fills you as a human being.
Exactly.
And you don't have to follow any cookie cutting.
No, I honestly have not followed anything. But I'm happy with where I am. Like,
neither have I.
Nothing. I have not gone through like the typical conventional way ever. So that's why I tell my mom, I'm like, you think the guy is going to come and knock at the door? And then I'm going to go get married with Prince Charming? It's not going to happen, girl. Like, you're going to have to get open-minded about the way that I may create a family. You know what I mean? Because, you know, mothers parents are so
They were
old
brought
school.
Up a different way.
Yeah.
I was brought up in a very traditional family.
Me too.
But I am not so traditional.
You're not.
And I am very open-minded. Like, I told my kids, nothing scares me. If you come up and you tell me today, I don't know, I want to do my hair green with a yellow ball, I'm going to tell you, let's call the best hairstylist. Let's do it.
I love you.
But But you know, but this is now, my mom and my dad were very, very strict. I was very good. I never gave them any type of headaches, but they were very strict. You know, they're...
Yeah, same.
The familia colombiana, very traditional.
Yeah, it's very Latino the way we're raised. But look at us now. I think they're all...
They're very proud.
Young Isa be proud of you now?
Hell yeah.
She's probably like, wow, you of did course. All that, girl?
Yeah. Y lo que me falta.
And you were rocking the Van Cleef before anybody else?
Yes, I was.
I want you to tell everyone that you are the trendsetter on Van Cleef. That's so funny. We had that conversation at the last event. She's like, girl, I was wearing Van Cleef before it was popular.
Yes.
But that's why you're Isa. That's why you're unique. Any last advice you want to give girls that are watching or in an industry that...
I think that surround yourself with people that are on your same team.
What do you mean by that? Same team.
You know, people that are cheering for you, that are happy for you, and also learn that it doesn't have to be perfect always. Your friends don't have to be perfect. I was having that conversation with my son this week, and I was telling him, your friends, they don't have to be perfect. You also have to accept people like they are.
Right.
And, you know, you also have to learn to distinguish that sometimes you need to put a little bit of a filter, and you need to have this friend here and this one here. But you have to love them the same because they're your friends.
Wow, that's beautiful. Yeah, you know, we can get judgy, right?
Yeah, we can get judgy. So your friends, you have to make sure that the good always weighs higher than the bad.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah,
they also have a different purpose in your life. Yeah,
they always have a different purpose.
Yeah.
And you never know what nobody's going through.
At all. And what you're picking up that phone call or that smile or that whatever could change their life or, you know.
Yeah, you never know.
Sure.
So, I mean, definitely, you know, try to be a good listener. Try not to be so hard on others because you never know what they're going through. Sometimes it's very hard for somebody to tell you what they're really going through or for yourself to really say, hey, I'm not doing well even though I'm here cracking up, right?
Right.
So,
most people can hide it really well.
Most people do hide it very well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, try to be kind. Try not to be so hard on yourself.
Right.
And surround yourself with people that, you know, that love you.
Yeah.
I love those people that love you.
Right. It's reciprocated love.
You know what I like about these times now? That I think that people are more expressive. Like, I hear like friends talking to other friends. Te amo. I love you. I miss you. You know, like, I like that. Mm-hmm. I think you have to encourage that.
Yeah. Well, that's why I wanted you to come here because I want to tell you that I admire you. I think you're fantastic.
So do I.
And I want to be like the coolest mom like you one day.
Well, when
and
you're
I will call you and be like, girl, what do I do?
Yeah.
Like, they want to dye their hair green. You're like, go ahead.
Oh,
girl.
Let them die. Mine's never did, but they always knew that if they wanted to, they could have done it.
Oh, I love it. Well, so that's why I wanted to bring you on just to let you know that, you know, you're amazing and this is your first podcast. So I'm glad I could pop that cherry for you.
Thank you so much.
How was it? How do you feel?
Great.
It was a great conversation.
I love it.
Any last words? Where should people follow you? Or
my Instagram is not a lot of fun. I put like pictures of
but
like,
I love all of your memes and everything you put.
Well, I put a lot of like those things like that I do, but in my feed I always have just pictures of like that I've taken of things and moments that I've seen.
I love that.
Because I want to, so when I look at my Instagram feed, I know exactly where I was when I took that picture and why I took it.
So just to wrap it up, I want to know what you're listening to. I don't know. I don't know what you're giving.
Oh my God, I like anything. I like yesterday I was listening to a song from Ricky Martin and Christian Nodal that I had never heard. And it's a whole new arrangement. It's a Ricky Martin song. But I also like a lot recently a Venezuelan artist that I discovered que se llama Nore. Que canta precioso. But then I also like Frank Sinatra. But then I also love like Stuck on You by Lionel Richie.
Ooh.
But then I love Jay-Z. And then I love like Grupo Niche.
What?
And then I love like...
You're so eclectic.
Los Bamban from Cuba. And I love Alejandro Sanz.
Of course.
So I don't know. And maybe there's like a good oldie from like Aerosmith that I like.
I love that. You're so like eclectic.
Ed Sheeran.
All over.
No, I like everything.
You're in the right business,
like my
girl.
My playlist just has a little bit of everything.
But does Isa listen to trap?
Of course. Oh my God, I love trap. Of course I do. Of course I do.
Yes.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes.
I love that. Thank you for coming.
Sometimes there's certain things that they say that I'm like, wow, I can't believe it was said this way, but yeah, of course.
I know. Antes era más romántico. It's not no more.
Pero bueno, ahorita es un romanticismo dicho de otra manera.
Un perreo ahí.
Un perreo.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Gabby.
It was great.
It was beautiful to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, everyone.
And congrats.
Oh, thank you.
You're totally a girl boss.
Oh, thank you.
But the beauty of your girl bossness is that you're always pushing for women.
I am. And I, you know, and that's why I want to like talk to you about that because you do that too. And I really admire that. And I think like I don't want to talk about women empowerment without being women empowerment. And like the real duty is for to take action. Like who are you
No, and I think
helping?
That we all, regardless of who you are, everybody has something that they can.
Un granito. And it doesn't even have to be like where it takes a bunch of your time, you know, it's just like a phone call or like picking up some or just encouraging someone, you know, like, hey, you're doing a great job.
Yeah.
You know, so
there's always a moment to give to someone.
Yeah, that could go a long way. Yeah. Or connecting someone to like, hey, sending that resume to someone and like recommending someone goes a long way.
Goes a long way, definitely.
So good job.
I love you, Gabby.
Love you. Mwah. Thank you for listening and watching.
You're listening to Girls Gone Boss.
Hosted by Gabby Ortega.